Hi, everybody. We're broadcasting out of South Kootenai Radio, out of the Creston Valley. Beautiful sunny day.
Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9. Of course, that's Pacific time. We've got a blue sky out there this morning, kind of liking that, and it is a little crisp, though. It's 3 degrees currently in the valley here, and we got the winds from the northeast at 5 kilometers an hour. Relative humidity sitting at 94% and barometric pressure 102.2 kilopascals and rising. They're calling for sunny skies today with a UV index of 3 or moderate, and we're going all the way to 13. Hold on to your hats. Anyways, what'll happen tonight? Chance of showers above 30%, down to 6 degrees. And then tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers, high of 12. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 13. And let's see. Saturday, cloudy, high 11. Sunday, mix of sun and cloud, high of 13. Monday, sunny and 12. Tuesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 12 degrees. Okay, it's a famous person's birthday today. Of course, life was cut tragically short, but it doesn't mean we can't remember. So I'm going to play a couple of tunes here from one of my favorite Beatles albums, the Let It Be one. John Lennon, born on this day in 1940. We're going to start off with Dig a Pony, and then we'll follow it up with Two of Us. That's got Lennon and McCartney on the lead vocal. Anyways, here we go, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Anything you want, yes, you can celebrate anything you want. Oh, do a road hop, where you can penetrate any place you go. Yes, you can penetrate any place you go.
Driving, not arriving.
is on ahead. Two of us wearing raincoats, standing so alone in the sun. You and me chasing paper, getting nowhere, on our way back home. We're on our way home. We're on our way home. We're going home.
We're going home.
There we go. Starting today's set off with a few songs with John Lennon on the lead vocals there. Dig a Pony, Two of Us, and Glass Onion. Of course, Two of Us had both had Paul McCartney and John Lennon doing the lead vocals on that. Great harmonies in that song. Anyways, John Lennon's birthday today, born in 1940. All right, 7:44. I think it's time to move on to this day in Canadian history. October the 9th, our first story is from, 1970 out of Montreal. Of course, we're right in the height of the October crisis. And a little bit of chronological events of the day. 6 a.m., the FLQ terrorists issue a new communique. At 2:45, they release a letter from James Cross to his wife. At 4:30 p.m., police arrest and detain several suspects for questioning. And at 6 p.m., the FLQ announce a further delay. Now we're going to jump all the way back to 1874, a story out of Fort McLeod. And no, that's not the day Joni Mitchell was born there, but that's when James Farquharson McLeod arrives at Fort Whoopup with the 1st Northwest Mounted Police Troop, guided by Métis scout Jerry Potts. They find the whiskey trading post empty, but build a fort on an island in the Old Man River. And the first arrest comes with the capture of 5 whiskey traders with 2 wagon loads of fire water, which is a concoction of brandy and pepper, buffalo robes, and rifles. There you go. What else do we have here? Wow, this is quite the story here about Amy Semple McPherson. Her radio's first female evangelist was born Amy Kennedy on this day at Ingersoll, Ontario in 1890. Died in Oakland, California, September the 27th, 1944. When she was only 17, McPherson married Pentecostal evangelist Robert Semple and accompanied him to China on a missionary duty. When he died, she moved to the U.S. with her daughter, married another evangelist, H.S. McPherson, and started tent preaching. In 1918, they moved to Los Angeles, and in 1923, with her marriage shaky but her services packed, she opened a 5,000-seat and Gulson Temple of the Four Square Gospel, complete with high wattage radio show. Her main message was no divorce, no dancing, and no cosmetics. Yes, that's the curse right there, I tell you. Yep. And but in 1926, she divorced McPherson and disappeared for a time with her radio station manager. Her career faltered, and she divorced a third husband and died of an apparent accidental drug overdose in 1944. Jeez. Yeah. Just do as I preach, I guess, is what her deal was. Anyways, enough of that. Linwood Boomer, actor born on this day in Vancouver in 1955. Boomer starred as Adam on the TV series Little House on the Prairie. Let's see, in 1997, Cascades and Domtar Pulp and Paper Companies announce a merger. Yeah, there you go. And in 1992, out of Newfoundland Energy Minister Rex Gibbons announces that the Hibernia oil drilling project will resume. Was put in mothballs on February 14 after Gulf Canada Resources withdrew. What else? We got anything else here? 1990 out of Qatar, Canadian CF-18 fighter jets start patrolling the Persian Gulf as part of the multinational force. 1986, Sabres Gilbert Perreault, the 10th NHLer to score 500 goals. And in 1982, Oiler Wayne Gretzky scores his 200th NHL goal. There you go. All right, we're going to get back to some music here. We've got some Triumph standing by with Fight the Good Fight right here on South Kootenai Radio.
You're listening to SKR, South Kootenai Radio, on the airwaves of the World Wide Web, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley. SKR, South Kootenai Radio.
Iggy Pop there with The Passenger. Of course, I tried playing some Stevie Ray Vaughan there, but of course that one just won't play. I'm going to have a look at that album, see what's the matter with it. I tried it yesterday. It didn't work. I thought I'd try it today, but couldn't stand the weather. Yeah, that, there's a glitch going on with that LP in the library here. I'm sure Bill Gates is behind it. Yeah. On the troubles, I mean. Yeah. All right, it is 8 o'clock, 3 degrees in the Crescent Valley, going up to 13 in the sunshine today. But what we're going to do is take a short 4-minute, 30-second break. We're going to have a news update for you. I'm sure we'll hear all about the election win in Nova Scotia. A lot of people seem to be very happy down there. Anyways, we'll be back on the second half hour shortly with some more great tunes.
This is CBC News. I'm Beza Saifa. Voters in Nova Scotia have elected a new government and a new premier. Under leader Stephen McNeil, the Liberals have knocked the NDP out of office and down to third-party status. Here's a CBC's Stephen Puddicombe.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, everyone.
Stephen McNeil, the Liberal leader, will be the 28th premier of Nova Scotia. For the first time in 131 years, there's no second term for a sitting government in Nova Scotia. The Premier, Daryl Dexter, lost his own seat. Many of his cabinet ministers were put into early retirement. The NDP was down more than 17% in the popular vote. The Liberals were way up, getting more than half the seats in the legislature. The Tories will form the official opposition. Stephen Puddicombe, CBC News, Halifax.
The G20 finance ministers, including Jim Flaherty, are in Washington today looking to convince U.S. legislators to avoid a credit default later this month. The gathering comes as the International Monetary Fund is warning that a U.S. default would seriously harm the global economy. U.S. President Barack Obama is expected to nominate Janet Yellen today as the next chair of the U.S. Federal Reserve. If she gets through the confirmation process, Yellen will take over from the outgoing Ben Bernanke and become the first woman to run the American Central Bank. Yellen is currently the Fed's vice chair. A key witness will take the stand today at the inquiry looking into last year's deadly mall collapse in Elliott Lake, Ontario. Former Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty is expected to answer questions about the rescue efforts. CBC's Megan Thomas reports.
On that weekend, the premier at the time was actually in Sudbury, just a couple of hours away. And initially he said he didn't need to come to Elliott Lake. There was a heavy urban search and rescue team, a provincial rescue team that was here. They were working to reach the victims, and the situation was under control. But then later in the rescue, about 48 hours in, this community was told that the rescue was over. They had determined it was too dangerous for the rescue to continue. And that was a very unpopular decision here in Elliott Lake. There were still two people trapped inside. We have heard that the premier at the time, Dalton McGuinty, actually called the rescue commander and urged him to find another way to get into the mall. That did happen. They brought in some heavy demolition equipment. It brought down a section of the mall, and rescue crews were finally able to get inside and reach the two victims.
CBC's Megan Thomas in Elliott Lake. Well, exactly 1 year ago today, Malala Yousafzai was shot in the head by the Taliban on her way home from school. She was 15 at the time, and she was with two friends who were also hit during the attack. As CBC's Nala Ayed tells us, their lives have been dramatically changed as well.
One is 15 and one is 17. They were both injured, and in the outrage after the incident, they actually became kind of minor celebrities back home. But unlike Malala, they actually had to remain in Swat Valley after all of this, and they had to live firsthand the aftermath of what happened. So when they went back to school, they endured threats, and they had to be accompanied by armed guards, if you can believe it, at all times. And both their families were actually forced out of their neighborhoods because they were considered a security threat. Eventually, they came here to the UK to an international school that offered them a scholarship, and that is where we met them. What's happened really has really made them very passionate advocates, just like Malala, of girls' education, and they are quite inspiring ones as well.
Nala Ayed reporting from London. CBC's Anna Maria Tremonti has an exclusive Canadian interview with Malala Yousafzai this morning on The Current. The victims of a cholera epidemic in Haiti have filed a multi-billion dollar lawsuit against the United Nations. The suit alleges that UN peacekeepers from Nepal inadvertently brought the disease to Haiti following the country's devastating earthquake in 2010. To date, The outbreak has killed more than 8,000 Haitians and has infected more than half a million. And that's the CBC News to this hour. We broadcast live and podcast at our website, cbcnews.ca. I'm Beza Saifa.
Okay, there you go. Your news update. Everybody's feeling well informed. 8:05 here in the valley right now. Nice blue skies. Let's start this second half hour off with some Lyle Lovett, shall we? This is from his album that came out last year called Release Me, and the name of the song we're going to listen to is called Isn't That So? Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Isn't that so? Isn't that so?
That's Badfinger there with the Baby Blue, and it is 8:14. That's close enough for this day in rock and roll history. And for October the 9th, we have a few birthdays here today. The first one, Pat Burke, born in 1937, a saxophone player for the Foundations, their big hit, Build Me Up Buttercup. As mentioned at the start of the show, John Lennon, born on this day in 1940, singer, guitarist for the Beatles, solo artist as well. One of the Beatles' big hits, All You Need Is Love. What else do we have here? John Entwistle of The Who, also born on this day in 1944. And my favorite song, I think, by Entwistle is Boris the Spider. 1948, Jackson Browne was born, and of course, one of his big albums, Running on Empty. All right, useless trivia throughout the years. We're going to start off in 1958, and that's when Eddie Cochran records Come On Everybody. It will prove to be his last U.S. top 40 hit, reaching number 35. And in 1961, Hit the Road, Jack becomes Ray Charles' second tune to top the Billboard pop chart. And the song has since been ranked number 377 on the Rolling Stone magazine list of the 500 greatest songs of all times. 1965, Yesterday by the Beatles topped both the Billboard Hot 100 and the Cashbox magazine bestsellers charts. The song was actually recorded by Paul McCartney alone, as John Lennon, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr were not in the studio. That album, or that particular song, has been covered by something like 3,000 other artists. I just forget. Talk about royalties on that one. 1971, Rod Stewart had his best-selling record on both sides of the Atlantic with the two-sided hit Maggie May and Reason to Believe. John Lennon releases Starting Over, his first single in 5 years, as at the end of December. There you go. It would top the Billboard Hot 100 for 5 weeks. Yeah. And also on this day in 2007, most of George Harrison's solo music made it to its digital debut format with the release of iTunes version of his albums. Harrison's catalog was the last of the four Beatles to go digital. Yeah. All right. I think what I'll do is, because that top hit of Lennon's in 1980, Starting Over, I think that's the song I'll lead off with to celebrate his birthday today. But don't fret if I'm not playing the right John Lennon songs for you. Hopefully, when I do Artist Highlight a little bit later in the show, there'll be something for you. Yeah.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like stars.
Will help us do the next tune right here. Miss Marty Hendrix? Yeah, that's right.
Right. back my thing and go. Thank you very much.
Listen to Tim in the Morning, weekdays, 7:30 till 9.
The reason why. Oh,
Creepy, crawly, creepy. Okay, so you're listening to South Kootenai Radio here, and might as well check out Tim in the mornings at 7:30. It'll be a good time.
Keep picture in the morning light. Casualties at dawn. And we did it all. Long time ago when we was fab. That magnified the tears, studied warts and arm, still alive, going on and on. Long time ago when we was fab, but it's all over now, baby.
Okay, George Harrison there, finishing off this day in rock and roll history. We had a lot of tunes to play during today's segment. When We Was Fab, that was off of George's Cloud 9 album of 1987. And, of course, it was on this day in 2007 that most of George Harrison's solo music made it to iTunes. The last Beatle to go digital. Yeah, before that we had Rod Stewart with Maggie May, that one hitting the charts in 1971. John Lennon's Starting Over, that one hitting the top of the charts in 1980. And Jackson Browne, Running on Empty. Jackson Browne's birthday today, born in 1948. And we had John Entwistle's there, Boris the Spider, his birthday in 1944. And what else? Oh, right. I played Your Blues by the Beatles there. John Lennon on the lead vocals on that one. His birthday today, born in 1940. And, of course, I ended up playing another song there, too, the Just Like Starting Over. I got things a little mixed up in the chronological order, but not to fret. Anyways, stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. Let's have a look at the weather across the country right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, 3 degrees. There are a couple of high clouds up there, but they're calling for a sunny conditions high of 13 today. Vancouver is a mix of sun and clouds, 7 degrees. And Calgary, chilly, 1 degrees, but the sun's shining. Winnipeg, 10 degrees, mainly sunny. Toronto, 16, mainly sunny. Halifax, mainly sunny, 13. And St. John's, Newfoundland, currently sunny and 11 degrees. Okay, we're going to get on with our artist highlight here right now, which, of course, is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Was just in the shop the other day, and apparently they've got the largest selection of gold pans in the country. They've got some real cool ones in there right now, some copper ones, and then some quite large steel ones. Very nice. So get on over there, check them out. They've got different sizes and different types. So, Kevin will clue you in on the ones that might suit your needs the best. All right, album or artist highlight today. We're going to be featuring the music of John Lennon, of course. And born John Winston Lennon, October the 9th, 1940, an English musician, singer, and songwriter who rose to worldwide fame as a founding member of the Beatles, the most commercially successful and critically acclaimed band in the history of popular music. With Paul McCartney, he formed a songwriting partnership that is one of the most celebrated in the 20th century. Born and raised in Liverpool, as a teenager, Lennon became involved in the skiffle craze. His first band, the Quarrymen, evolved into the Beatles in 1960. When the group disbanded in 1970, Lennon embarked on a solo career and produced the critically acclaimed albums John Lennon, Plastic Ono Band, and Imagine, and iconic songs such as Give Peace a Chance and Imagine. After his marriage to Yoko in 1969, he changed his name to John Ono Lennon. Lennon disengaged himself from the music business in 1975 to raise his infant son, Sean, but reemerged with Ono in 1980 with a new album, Double Fantasy. He was murdered 3 weeks after its release. So anyways, let's start it off here with Instant Karma right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Instant Karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Together, darling,
join the human race.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so you're listening to South Kootenai Radio here, and might as well check out Tim in the mornings at 7:30. It'll be a good time.
Got to get down on my knees. Got to get down on my knees. Going down.
Going right in this time.
Six.
One, two, three, four.
So Sergeant Pepper took you by
This is CBC News. I'm Beza Sigma. One of Canada's most powerful entrepreneurs has died. Paul Desmarais was a self-made billionaire who befriended prime ministers and presidents. He transformed an ailing family-owned bus company in Sudbury into a $33 billion financial and industrial conglomerate called Power Corp, based in Montreal. He was 86. You can find more on Paul Desmarais' life and career on our website, cbcnews.ca. Voters in Nova Scotia have elected a new government and a new premier.